My name is Carol Haraway. I live in Hull. I've always lived in Hull. I was born in East Hull, and my aunt and three other aunts, when the co-op was built, which is looking at the mural from the restaurant at the top, three aunts worked there. They were waitresses, and my gran and my grandparents used to go for lunch and have lovely times there. As time went on, it was a nightclub as well, and I saw Tina Turner with Ike. I saw the Drifters, many, many, many people, and I met my husband for the second time when the Drifters was on. Now, that would have been 1967, yes. Just the rest. Oh, my grandparents had the golden wedding there.
Yeah.
And always looking at the mural, you know. And then my aunt became the manageress there and got more involved. I was into my hairdressing, and we used to have hairdressing competitions, which was held there. I know it wasn't Raymond Kaufman, it was his dad who judged me. Yeah, my grandparents, my mum's parents had the golden wedding there. With my aunt being the manageress, we were, you know, she could, it was like a room off the big restaurant. And they, I think eventually they called it Bailey's or something. Yeah, that's where I had my 21st. And there was a rotating stage, and my aunt's relative on her husband's side played the piano as it was going round. It was wonderful. Yeah, I was very lucky.
So tell us about you, a little bit more about your 21st. Why did you want to go there?
It was my mum's sister who was the manageress, and she said it would be available. And so they did it secretly for me.
You can tell us about this photograph here that you brought in today.
Yes. This is, it was only screened off by net curtain, and there was a door here. It was huge, huge place.
Lovely marble walls.
Yes, yeah. Looking at my husband, he looks like the man from CNA.
you're looking ultra glam.
With a wig on and false eyelashes at the top and the bottom. Oh dear. Yes, and having my son 3 months. Yeah, my mum and dad looked very glamorous.
So did you have a meal?
Yes, we had a meal.
You had a pianist on a rotating.
I think there was also other instruments, I can't remember.
So it's like the house band?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. And your auntie was
Jean Wilkinson.
So Jean Wilkinson, and am I right in thinking that she booked?
Yes, she did.
So
yes, she did.
Did you know anything about that? Like why she chose?
I think it may well have been a lot to do with her immediate boss. I think he organised it. It was kind of a whirlwind, really, because when you're 21 or before then, it was, oh, yes, they work there, yes, that's a new building. And you just took it for granted, you know, and it's just, and all these people that we saw. When you're young, you just accept things, don't you? You don't think it's an amazing thing. When my aunt died, my cousin brought that round with some photographs of her, so that was really nice.
So do you remember it actually being built?
Yeah, vaguely, yes. Mm. Yes, I do.
And did you used to go there shopping as well?
Not very often.
So was your trips to the skyline and then later Bailey's, was it kind of seen as like a real sort of special place?
Glamorous. Yeah, very glamorous. With my hairdressing as well, because someone I worked with, he used to do a lot of weddings and he did everyone's hair. And the rest of the store was closed. And we used to go up in the lift. Big Jewish weddings, massive. And there was a Maureen Lipman there, name dropper, and she used to come into the salon, and lots of people. Unfortunately, Jimmy Savile, but that's about Hammond's, not, I was an apprentice then.
Tell me about going up in the lift part of the event as well, because some people talked about
it was, we just always did that, particularly the evenings, because the store was closed, and the staircase was, there was a hollow, someone jumped. Yeah, they did, yeah. So much going on then for me.
tell us your thoughts about the mural then outside and what.
Just loved it. Always loved it. Again, young, you take things for granted. Just always loved it, and it would be so. It would be terrible. What upset me that I think and was a real heartbreaker was to see everyone when it closed. You know, all with the beds and the homeless people. You know, the city culture. City of culture. Yeah, that really, really sad to see that. And that was immediately under that mural, wasn't it? Yeah.
What about shopping, Co-op and then later BHS?
Yes, yes, both. My mum worked at BHS actually for a while, very short time.
which department?
I think it was toiletries. I think it was on the basement. Yeah, not the basement, the ground floor. Yeah.
Did she mention at all what it was like working there?
My mum seemed to get made redundant an awful lot. She was a telephonist, and things changed obviously because it was the plug-in, you know. No, I don't think she worked there for too long. It was more the Co-op and my other aunties that worked, you know, in the Co-op really, that I remember. There wasn't a great deal of nightlife, so that was one of the best we'd ever had. So yeah, it was just amazing.
Was there a particular band that sticks out in your mind?
I liked the Drifters. I did like the Drifters. And when it was Tina Turner with Ike, we were all sat down. But when it was the Drifters and many others, we could just dance while they were on, you see, while they were actually playing. So
were they on the rotating stage?
No, that was another room. That was like a smaller room off. This was the huge restaurant bit, you see. Yeah.
And did you then see Jimi Hendrix?
No, I didn't. I wasn't into him.
Yeah. What?
But my aunt found it quite funny, yeah, seeing him, and yeah, she appreciated it.
Did she actually meet him personally?
Yes,
as well?
She gave him his wages.
Oh wow! Tell us about that.
Told us one evening. That's what she did when we were all together. She died last year. It breaks my heart walking out of town, to be honest with you, because of Hammonds as well, House of Fraser, the Co-op, that all the things that were my upbringing really, Marks and Spencer, you know, my mum left me in there when I was little, forgotten about me, and I was behind the biscuit counter apparently. it's very, very sad to see White Frigate and the whole centre all broken up all over. They build beautiful buildings, and then another one, you know. There's not enough. They're just closing the shops in them, and, oh, it's really sad.
And how for you has shopping changed?
I don't like coming into Hove too much, really, anymore. I find it really sad. Yeah. So very different. TK Maxx I like there, because it's the nearest thing to Hammonds that was. And that's it. See, there's so many, 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 many memories. My granddaughter worked in the House of Fraser and left because she heard it was closing. And she went to Pandora down White Frigate. She worked there and she gets the results tomorrow. And then she's going to be an accountant. Yeah, and when I talk to her about different things, she goes, oh, Nana, you know, she can't believe how things have changed quite so much, so.
What about Debenhams?
Yes, I worked there too.
God, yes. You've done all the department stores in Hull.
When I first left school at 15, I went to work there, because you just went to see the personnel officer and they gave you a job, really. And I knew, really, that I wanted to do my hairdressing. So I went upstairs, and they call it Steiner, and I just kept going up in my break. Please, can I have a job here? Please, can I have one? I got one in the end. Yeah, so I was very happy to be there.
To you, what were the differences between, say, Co-op, later BHS, and so you worked in Hammonds, yeah, and you also worked in Debenhams. You, yes, didn't work in Co-op, but you...
No.
Visited there.
Yes, yeah, my aunt.
What was different about Co-op / PHS to the other department stores in the city?
It was quite sectional, different kind of little shops on the ground floor in the Co-op. It wasn't so refined, you know. I didn't really shop there that often. It was just always upstairs. And BHS, yeah, they were good. A bit old-fashioned, but they were good. But I used to really be in the Hammonds and buy my stuff there, even the food.
But you worked in the hairdressers?
Yes, did my apprenticeship there, yes.
And would you say there was any competition between the different stores?
Always. Yeah. Well, the hairdressing, you weren't sure which was the place, whether it was Steiner or Hammonds. There wasn't much of a choice. I mean, now they're everywhere and they're fantastic and they're so skilled. There were 50 hairdressers when I worked in Hammonds, and there was 3 apprentices and I was one of them. So, yes, changed dramatically. But it might be because I'm just older and things change, don't they? You've got to accept that. There are many, many things that are good. There's more children are, not children, but young people are, especially ladies, women. I've got 2 granddaughters. They think they should go for everything that they can, you know? Whereas I wasn't ever, you knew where your place was, kind of thing. Sounds strange, that, doesn't it?
It's different as a woman then.
Absolutely, yeah, it's getting better.
Can you expand on that a little bit in terms of, you know, your job and working
well,
at Hammond?
The men in the salon were always paid a lot more, and we were doing obviously the same job. And if you complained ever that you were tired or you were working too hard, well, you can go and work in a factory then. That's how it was, you see. It was just, that's just the way it was. My boss, that was my boss for a long, long time, he came from Nottingham, Frank Bull.
Can you remember the decor, apart from the rotating, very glamorous stage?
Not really. No, I was too busy talking or dancing or...
having fun?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes, yeah, and I'm glad that I did go the time I did, because I met my husband again. Yeah, it was so exciting, because there's so much, you know. It was, but all my family were alive, and that, you know, was amazing. Yeah, a wonderful family, yeah. Because I've had my golden wedding now, and I remember my grandpop having theirs there. So, yeah, it doesn't seem long ago.